Well, hello, and thank you for your call today. This is the Daily Inspiration, Brother Jeff here. And I'd like you to reflect with me on some truths of God's Word. Now, all around the world, especially in the Christian world today, but all over the even the secular world, this Christmas Day thing is kind of an exciting time for everybody. They get their presents, they decorate their trees, they go to their little family gatherings, and they have special meals, special church services, different kinds of plays and music. It's just a real festive time of the year for everyone. And everybody likes to remember the baby Jesus. But as I said a few days ago, it seems like sinful man likes to see a helpless baby Jesus. They love to call the baby the King and the Lord and all that, but this King and Lord that was the baby in the manger is the Lamb that was slain. And now he is glorified, and he is coming back to judge and make war with this earth. And it's very, very important that we see him now as the righteous, omnipotent God, the creator of all things. Yes, we thank God for the baby Jesus. We thank God for the reality of not just the baby Jesus, but what theologians would call the incarnation, where God became a man. You know, that's the essence, that holy God became like sinful man, but yet never, ever sinned. And gave us an example of what it would be like if the Spirit of God inhabited our body. We could be like Jesus and not sin all the time. And that's the real reality. Well, let's look at the closing chapter of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22. I'd like to just read a few verses here and remember the coming of the Lord and the holiness of God and the righteousness of all that he is. It says here in Revelation 22, verse 7, "Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." You see, Jesus is telling us one more time that he's coming back. And he's coming quickly. It said there in the other book we looked at the other day that he's coming like a thief in the night. So he's coming quickly, and it's going to be a glorious day for the Christian. Blessed, it says, is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophets of this book. But it's going to be the most horrible day for the sinners and the worldly people. It's going to be the day of dread and the day of woe, a day of darkness, a day of gloom, a day of horror, when the holy God comes to recompense to man what he really, really deserves. We all deserve judgment and hell, but God has had mercy on a few that have leaned on him and that have kept the sayings of the prophecy of the book. And it says in verse 8, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then he saith unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." And listen to what it says. When Jesus comes back, the way you are is going to be the way you are. Listen to God's word. "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in the book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. Well, I just hope you're ready. You can be. It says there you can come and drink of the water of life freely. Are you thirsty for more of God? Are you content with your church membership or your baptism and just live your little life secure in a dead religion? I hope not. I hope that you love and keep the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you realize that when he returns or when you die, it says that he that is unjust is going to be unjust still. The filthy man is going to be filthy, but the righteous man is going to be righteous. The holy man is going to be holy. How will you be found? If today was the day, what would you be found like? There's no sense hoping or wishing you could be different when God has offered you eternal life and the gift of the Holy Ghost. We can have reality in Jesus Christ. The Word of God says so, and many have experienced it. Would you come to Jesus? Would you make him your all in all? Would you forsake everything for him so that you might inherit all things? Will the Lord Jesus bless you and keep you? Thank you for your call. If you have questions, comments, 099, we'll open up the voicemail box. We'd love to hear from you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.